pack your bags, folks, because today we're hitting the open road, virtually, of course.
Oh, yeah.
We're diving deep into a couple's epic Winnebago adventure through, get this, Australia and New Zealand.
I'm ready.
We're talking about dissecting their super detailed blog posts. It's like reading their personal travel diaries, packed with insider tips, and oh, you should hear their colorful observations.
What's so cool is these blog posts are so much more than like your typical sightseeing guides, you know.
Sure.
They really get into the nuts and bolts of a self-driven Winnebago trip. The cultural quirks, you gotta know.
I know.
And even like the realities of spotting wildlife in the land of roosts and kiwis.
Which isn't always what you'd expect, I'm guessing.
You got it.
And that's what makes this deep dive so valuable for you listening in.
Absolutely.
We're not just summarizing their itinerary, are we?
No way.
We're extracting like those golden nuggets of info, those insightful tips and observations that'll help you guys plan your own unforgettable adventure.
You'll be like Winnebago pros by the end of this.
Okay, so their journey started with a flight into Sydney and then a quick hop over to Brisbane to pick up their Winnebago.
Yeah, that's where their Australian adventure began.
Right.
And they went up at the East Coast hitting some awesome spots like Airlie Beach, the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, the bucket list stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Then they flew from Brisbane over to Auckland in New Zealand and embarked on their second Winnebago trip, this time through both the North and South Islands.
Now this is interesting. They actually chose a different size Winnebago for each country.
Really?
Yeah.
Like why?
Yeah, well, in Australia, they went for a smaller model, maybe thinking about fuel efficiency.
Right.
Because you're talking about long stretches of outback driving.
Right, yeah, that makes sense.
But then in New Zealand, they chose a larger one, perhaps to handle those crazy mountain roads and, you know, the unpredictable weather you get there.
That's such a smart observation. It really highlights how important it is to choose the right vehicle for your trip.
Yeah. Think about like your priorities, right?
Yeah.
Do you want something that's maneuverable and fuel efficient?
Right.
Or do you need more space and comfort, especially if you've got family or friends along for the ride?
Yeah, that's a big factor.
It can make a big difference in your overall experience.
Now let's talk about something that's probably on everyone's mind when they think of Australia and New Zealand. Wildlife.
Oh, you know it.
Like, did they see lots of kangaroos and koalas?
Well, here's where things get a little interesting, maybe a little morbid.
Uh-oh.
Our intrepid travelers mainly encountered wildlife in the form of, well, roadkill.
Oh, no.
It's a bit of a dark but funny reminder that, you know, spotting animals in the wild, it's not always a guarantee.
So much for kangaroos hopping down every street corner.
Yeah, not quite.
Okay, but for our listeners who really want to see these iconic animals up close, what would you suggest?
Well, I'd say factor in some visits to wildlife parks and sanctuaries.
Okay.
They offer a more controlled environment. You can learn about the native species and hopefully, you know, get a glimpse of those more elusive creatures without having to rely on chance encounters on the road.
Yeah, and I imagine a lot of the parks actually contribute to conservation efforts too.
Oh, for sure.
So it's educational and you're doing some good.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, speaking of impact, let's talk about the cultural impressions, you know, what they learned about the people.
Okay.
What'd they say?
They said Australians are friendly, louder than normal, and definitely more casual.
Okay.
But New Zealanders, they said they were extremely friendly, hardworking, and generally more European-like.
Okay.
Except when it comes to sport.
Oh, of course. It's interesting, isn't it, how those observations, although they might be generalizations.
Yeah.
They do touch on those unique cultural nuances of each country.
Right. And it just goes to show that you should approach each interaction with an open mind.
Uh-huh.
You know, a willingness to learn and experience something new.
So don't just rely on stereotypes.
Exactly.
Do your research, you know.
Yeah, and maybe even learn a few phrases in the local language. It goes a long way.
Right.
It shows respect.
It does.
It helps you build connections with people.
Okay, so now their blog posts were packed with recommendations.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where do we even begin?
Well, their top recommendation, and I think it's well-deserved,
yeah,
was Milford Sound in New Zealand. They were just captivated by its sheer grandeur, you know?
Oh, I bet.
Describing it as a place where where towering cliffs meet these cascading waterfalls, and it's all surrounded by lush rainforest.
I think I saw a picture of that once, and it was unbelievable.
Yeah, it's incredible.
And to make it even more spectacular, they recommend taking the scenic route from Queenstown to Milford Sound with a stopover at the Franz Josef Glacier.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine witnessing this massive river of ice.
Right.
It's slowly carving its way through the Southern Alps.
Incredible. It really is a testament to the power of nature
It is.
and a reminder that these landscapes, they're constantly evolving.
So you can drive that route, and soak in the views at your own pace.
Yeah.
Or you could opt for a scenic flight.
That's true.
I mean, if you want like a truly breathtaking perspective.
Yeah, if you're not afraid of heights.
But for our listener, who's really interested in that Winnebago experience, I think driving offers that immersive, that up close and personal connection with the landscape.
Yeah, imagine pulling over at a scenic lookout, brewing a cup of coffee,
Oh, yeah.
and just absorbing the vastness of it all.
Right.
That's the kind of experience that makes a Winnebago trip so special.
Absolutely. Now, I know a lot of travelers head down under with visions of, Lord of the Rings landscapes.
Oh, what would
And
these?
guess what?
What?
Our couple had a recommendation for them.
Okay.
They couldn't stop raving about the scenery of the South Island, particularly
Oh.
for Tolkien enthusiasts.
Right, it's easy to see why.
Yeah.
You've got the rolling hills, the rugged mountains, and these mystical forests. They just seem tailor-made for epic adventures,
Oh yeah.
both real and imagined.
And it speaks to that power of film tourism, how certain landscapes just become indelibly linked to our cultural imagination.
Yeah, it's like stepping into another world.
Exactly. Visiting New Zealand for many is like stepping into Middle Earth itself.
Yeah.
It's about reliving those stories and forging new ones
Right.
amidst this breathtaking scenery.
And with a Winnebago, you can craft your own Fellowship of the Ring adventure,
Oh, that's so cool.
choosing your path, lingering in those spots that resonate with you.
Wow. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground already, and we're just
Right.
getting started. So let's take a quick break, and then we'll dive even deeper into this couple's Winnebago wisdom.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, we're back and ready to unearth more gems from this couple's incredible Winnebago adventure.
Yeah, this is fun.
I'm particularly curious about their driving experiences. They mentioned encountering those massive road trains in Australia, and that sounds a little intimidating.
Oh, they are definitely a sight to behold. Imagine trucks hauling multiple trailers stretching the length of a football field.
Wow.
You want to be extra cautious, especially on those long open stretches of highway.
Yeah, so for someone navigating the roads of Australia and New Zealand for the first time, especially in a Winnebago, what are some essential driving tips?
Patience is key.
Okay.
Don't feel pressured to keep up with the flow of traffic, especially if you're still getting used to driving on the left side of the road.
Right.
It's better to arrive at your destination a bit later than to rush and risk an accident.
Yeah, safety first, for sure.
Absolutely.
And speaking of safety, they also stress the importance of being aware of varying road conditions.
Oh, absolutely. Australia and New Zealand, they have a diverse range of road types. You've got well-maintained highways, but then you also have unsealed roads in more remote areas. And weather conditions, they can change rapidly. So always check the forecast and be prepared for anything from scorching sun to sudden downpours.
Sounds like flexibility is key.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, let's shift gears back to their cultural observations for a moment. They described the Australians as being quite casual and outgoing, while New Zealanders they felt were a bit more reserved, but equally friendly. Are there any specific tips you'd recommend for navigating those cultural nuances?
It's all about being respectful and observant.
Okay.
Pay attention to social cues and don't be afraid to ask questions if you're unsure about something. Even simple gestures like learning a few basic greetings in the local language can go a long way.
I love that. It's about being a mindful traveler, not just a tourist ticking off sights.
Right, exactly.
Speaking of sights, let's revisit their top recommendations,
Okay.
starting with that breathtaking drive from Queenstown to Milford Sound.
Yes.
They specifically mentioned a stopover at the Franz Josef Glacier. What makes that glacier so special?
The Franz Josef Glacier is one of those natural wonders that truly has to be seen to be believed.
I bet.
Imagine a massive river of ice slowly but surely carving its way through the Southern Alps,
Oh.
creating these dramatic landscapes that shift and change over time.
That's incredible.
It's a testament to the power and beauty of nature's slow, steady processes.
It sounds like a must-see for anyone visiting New Zealand's South Island.
Absolutely.
And for our listener who's planning a Winnebago trip, imagine waking up with a view of the glacier right outside your
Oh
window.
yeah, that's a travel memory that would last a lifetime.
And remember, the South Island is also a haven for Lord of the Rings fans,
Oh, of course.
with landscapes that seem straight out of Tolkien's imagination. Our couple highly recommended exploring this region, especially for those seeking to relive those epic tales amidst stunning scenery.
It's like stepping into Middle Earth.
It's fascinating how certain landscapes become so intertwined with our cultural narratives. It adds a whole new layer of meaning and appreciation to the travel experience. Now let's circle back to the practicalities of Winnebago travel for a moment.
Okay.
We talked about choosing the right vehicle, but what about actually finding campsites and planning routes?
That's where a bit of pre-trip research comes in handy. Australia and New Zealand have an abundance of campsites, from basic spots in national parks to fully equipped holiday parks with all the amenities. There are some fantastic online resources and apps that can help you find campsites based on your preferences and your route.
So it's not just about hopping in the Winnebago and winging it.
No, a little planning goes a long way.
Okay.
And when planning your route, consider the time of year you're traveling. Certain areas might be more accessible or enjoyable during specific seasons.
That's a good point.
For example, if you're keen on exploring the Australian outback, you might want to avoid the scorching summer months.
That's a great point. And speaking of Australia, let's not forget about the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, yes.
Our couple raved about their sailing and snorkeling experiences there.
The Great Barrier Reef is one of those bucket list destinations that often exceeds
I
expectations.
bet.
It's a vibrant underwater world teeming with life,
What?
a true marvel of nature. However, it's also an ecosystem facing environmental challenges, so it's crucial to approach your visit with a sense of responsibility.
You're right. Opt for tour operators who prioritize sustainable practices and minimize their impact on the reef.
Exactly. It's about being a mindful traveler and ensuring that this incredible natural wonder can be enjoyed for generations to come.
And remember, respecting the environment goes beyond the Great Barrier Reef.
Right.
It's about making conscious choices throughout your entire journey, from conserving water and energy to disposing of waste responsibly.
Absolutely. Leave no trace.
We've covered so much ground in this deep dive, from practical tips to cultural insights and even philosophical musings about the impact of travel. But there's still so much more to explore. So let's take another pause, and then we'll wrap up this deep dive with some final thoughts and inspiration for your upcoming Aussie Kiwi adventure.
Okay, sound good.
All right, we're back for the final leg of our deep dive into this couple's amazing Winnebago journey through Australia and New Zealand.
I know, right?
I feel like we've gotten so many practical tips and cultural insights.
And even a few like philosophical nuggets along the way.
It's true. It's true.
Yeah.
What really stuck out to you?
You know what's really resonated with me throughout this whole deep dive is that theme of embracing the unexpected,
Yeah.
whether it's those wildlife encounters, sometimes in surprising ways, sometimes not so surprising,
Right.
or even just navigating those cultural differences. This couple's journey really highlights how important it is to be flexible, to be open-minded.
It's about letting go of those rigid expectations, right?
Yeah,
And just
yeah.
allowing yourself to be surprised, to be delighted.
And maybe even challenged a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, remember how they initially thought they'd be, surrounded by wildlife,
Yeah.
but then a lot of their encounters ended up being, on the side of the
Got
road.
overkill, yeah.
It's kind of a funny, a dark but funny reminder that travel doesn't always go according to plan.
Right.
But that's okay.
It's about embracing those detours and those unexpected moments. I mean, those often become the most memorable stories.
Absolutely.
Speaking of memorable moments, let's circle back to those top recommendations one last time.
All right.
Milford Sound and the Franz Josef Glacier. I mean, those were definite highlights for this couple.
And you can see why. Milford Sound, with those dramatic fjords just carved by glaciers. It's a sight that just that evokes a sense of awe and wonder.
I can only imagine.
And then the Franz Josef Glacier, I mean, this massive river of ice just slowly making its way through the Southern Alps. It's
Whoa.
like a glimpse into the power and the beauty of nature's grand design.
Yeah, and for our listener who's drawn to that freedom, that flexibility of a Winnebago trip, imagine experiencing those landscapes at your own pace. You know, waking up to those breathtaking views and having the freedom to just linger wherever your heart desires.
That's the dream.
It is, it's the ultimate blend of adventure and comfort.
Absolutely.
You get to immerse yourself in the natural beauty of these countries, but you don't have to sacrifice the conveniences of home.
Right, you've got your home on wheels.
Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to touch upon one final but crucial aspect of travel that our couple perhaps unintentionally highlighted.
Oh, okay. What's that?
Responsible tourism.
Ah, yes.
Their journey, while it was, you know, filled with adventure and discovery, it really underscored the importance of minimizing our impact on the environment and respecting the cultures that we encounter.
It's about making conscious choices throughout our travels, from choosing eco-friendly accommodations to supporting local businesses, you know, to respecting wildlife, respecting cultural heritage sites.
It's about recognizing that we're not just passing through these landscapes.
Right.
We're sharing them
yeah
with other people, with wildlife, with future generations.
Absolutely.
That is beautifully put. So as you embark on your own Aussie Kiwi adventure, remember to approach it with a spirit of curiosity, with respect.
And a willingness to embrace the unexpected.
Yes, and don't forget that sense of adventure. Allow yourself to wander off the beaten path.
Yeah, get lost a little bit
Get lost
in the best way possible.
in the best way possible.
Yeah.
And to create those, your own unforgettable stories. I
Absolutely.
love that. Remember, the journey is just as important as the destination.
It is.
So soak it all in, be present in each moment, and allow yourself to be transformed by the experience.
You know, and remember that insightful quote our traveler shared. You should travel away from home to really appreciate the value of what you have at your home on your return. How do you think travel changes our perspective on our own lives, our own homes?
I think that's such a powerful question to ponder as you embark on this adventure. And with that, we've reached the end of our deep dive.
Wow, that went by fast.
I know, right? But we hope you feel inspired and equipped to plan your own unforgettable Winnebago journey through Australia and New Zealand.
Yeah, safe travels, everyone.
It travels.
And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
And don't forget to check out the show notes for links to the original blog posts and those amazing YouTube videos. We'll see you next time.